Deputy Director General of the Ghana Education Service, GES, Dr. Stephen Edu, has denied that the teachers who were arrested close to the Flagstaff House for demonstrating were graduates of government teachers training colleges. The demonstrators claimed that since graduating in 2014, they have not been posted. Dr. Edu told Radio Ghana that the GES has not signed any contract with private training colleges to recruit their products. All recruitments has to pass through processes and must be granted by the finance ministry. He spoke to George Ankra.
It would be very difficult for me to confirm because I left the office this morning to Kumasi. But the information we had from the DSP that in the morning there were some students, they claimed that they are teachers who have completed for some years but they've not been recruited. We've also heard from the police commander who is also saying that they are saying that we promised that we are going to recruit them and all that. But the issue is that these are from the private colleges of education. You know, at least for those who are in the government, the 38 colleges of education, we already have them on our budget. So every year we budget for their recruitment. So every year, at least we give preference to those who are coming from the 38 colleges, and they are around 9,500. But those from the private college, what we normally indicate is that because this time Minister of Financing is a streamlined thing, we cannot just recruit them without approval from the Minister of Finance. So this year, they gave approval for 9,300. So those teachers were recruited. That's from the private college. So we are already working with the Minister of Finance, having been able to even declare the vacancy. Then we know that we have these vacancies, and then based on the vacancies, we can apply for recruitment for these teachers. But for now, as we speak, there are over 3,000 teachers who are already in the system, but they also have not been paid. So far, the Minister of Finance gave the assignment to Auditor General to at least audit those people. I understand they have finished, so they are here to take decision on these particular people. These category of people, normally what they do is they do apply. And then when they apply, then we consider whether if we have approval from Minister of Finance before they can be recruited. But we haven't signed any contract that when these people from a private college come, by all means, you have to recruit them. So we don't have the mandate. We have to apply to Minister of Finance for approval before we can do any recruitment based on the vacancies that we have.
Does that mean that you have not recognized those who are coming from private colleges of education or what?
No, we recognize them. It's a private institution and they are training teachers. Their recognition is there. So once we have approval and their vacancies, we will recruit them because they are better than recruiting people teachers who have never had any training. So not that we don't recognize, we recognize them as private institutions, colleges, at least training teachers. So the recognition is there, but the recruitment of these will have to go through process, and it is the processes that if you don't really have that mandate, we cannot do it.
You are telling me that some of the teachers who you have already signed on by recruitment have not been paid. Why does it take so long a time before they are paid? They go through a lot of pain and difficulty. When will this be over?
You see, all these things, as I say, are part of the process. You know, in the past, these recruitments were done, and everybody will say, oh, we have these vacancies, and we recruit them, whatever. But since the Minister of Finance put measures, at least to control our budget, because the budget will have to be controlled, that I think all of us agree that we have to work within budget, and that's exactly what we are doing. So unfortunately, some of them were recruited without passing through the process. You see, that is where the problem is. That is why the Minister of Finance has come in with the support of the Auditor General, at least to check all these things. Then we will work it out against the budget and then see how we can work on that.